For the record, I am Greg Blackwell, chairperson for the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee. It is 6:50 p.m. Wednesday, October 15, 2014. With a quorum being present, the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee meeting is called to order. Okay, welcome everybody. So that takes care of item one. Item two is citizen communications. There are no citizens here to communicate, so I will
move on
to item three if there's no objection. No, okay. Item three states that I have submitted my letter of resignation to City Council to be effective as of October 16th, 2014. And I just wanted to talk with y'all a little bit about that. I hope y'all saw my memo. I'm back in school, and it is monopolizing my time along with all the other activities that I have going on. So unfortunately, this is one of those things that I'm gonna have to cut out. So that's basically it as far as I.
Well, we will miss you, and we have enjoyed working with you.
I appreciate that. So.
Yes, definitely so.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. Okay, item four is discussion and possible action regarding nomination and selection of a chairperson for the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee. So that would be my replacement. My effective date of resignation is tomorrow. So there are four members present currently. And so I'm not sure if you guys want to go ahead and talk about this now, or if we could potentially name Janine the successor until further notice.
Or.
Well, you're the vice.
I can nominate somebody.
That's fine. It's fine.
I mean, you can nominate me too.
Okay. Yeah. I think we probably need to make a motion on that.
Okay.
If someone.
Sorry. I'm dirty, but my car broke. I'm just bringing the kids are in the parade. I'm on the kayak. Sorry, I'm letting them use the Corvair, and the Corvair it broke down on the way over here. So.
Oh,
so literally, it was underneath the car in a suit.
Oh,
fixing it. So I apologize.
No,
all right, I really do. I was absolutely going to be on time, and then didn't work out. All right.
Well, appreciate you coming.
You said Corvair.
Yeah. Well, you can see it, right? I mean, I got those kids out there. If you look out there, they're going to use it in the parade, and. I was dropping it off so they could, game plan how they're going to decorate it. And then I was going to come into the meeting, right? And then, so, all right. What else?
It looks like they're still. Different.
Yeah, they're gonna have their measuring, doing all the cool stuff.
That's good.
They're good kids.
Yeah.
Is that good kids?
So. We were on item four. We're just talking about successor for chair. And since there's only four of us here,
then technically you think about only three of us that are available.
Well Brian,
technically it's the 15th, so your resignation isn't still effective, so you can still vote.
Right.
Under the rules that will exist currently, I can't vote, so
right.
I can't help you.
No, it was just a discussion since there's three other, one member is ill, the other two, unfortunately, I haven't heard from.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure if we would just talk about that.
Sure.
Or if.
So, can we, would it be appropriate, Mr. Chairman, to just talk to you a little bit about last night? So
that, yes. Yeah, we would love
impact,
to.
That might impact the decision a little bit.
Yes.
All right, so here's the issue, right? So what we talked about last night is restructuring the committees. It was less about which committees should continue and which ones shouldn't, and more about I wish you could see it, the 17 ordinances that create all these committees, right? And how they're all different. Every one of them's different. The appointment process is slightly different for each one of them. And that's what it started off with, hey guys, how do you appoint people? Because I've got in 2 weeks, I've got all these committees, they're all starting to come to me saying, hey, I need appointments. How am I going to appoint these folks I've never met? I've had a little bit of interaction with you. I know you really well, but I just don't know everybody to the level where I'm comfortable you know, appointing people or reappointing people without having conversations with them. So it started with that, and then I realized that the city actually doesn't have a process. There's no administrative process for selecting appointments. There are people on the list to be appointed from 2009 that nobody's ever called or talked to. 2010, there's over 50 from 2011. So you just have this long list of people who've been applying and nobody's been paying attention to them. They get a little automated response, which I'm sure each one of you, if you applied through that automated form, maybe got. And there just isn't any follow through. So that's how it started. So what happened last night was we want to repeal every ordinance and then create one ordinance that says every committee has seven. What we talked about last night was seven members with two alternates, which is, I think, what you all have now, right?
We still have any alternates.
Seven members with two alternates, right? So that way, three two-year terms, not two, right? Or not two terms. We did three two. We were talking about 3 2-year terms, and the committees would. So we create one ordinance that says this is the structure of all the committees. And this is how you appoint them, and this is what the quality, this is sort of like the one ordinance to rule them all. And then we would reestablish the committees that we need to reestablish through resolution. So instead of doing it in ordinance, where there's an ordinance and then there's a charge, there would be a resolution that says, we're gonna have this committee, and in resolution there's a charge. The reason why it's important, the resolutions are easier, right? You don't have to have a public hearing. You don't have to have two meetings to do it. So you can, they're just different. So it's easier to deal with charges and deal with things using resolution. And it doesn't actually convey, because the committees are supposed to be advisory, it doesn't convey legislative power in the same way that an ordinance does, right? So in a lot of ways, creating a committee by resolution, to me, and I think the council agreed, it seems a lot more appropriate. So, with all that said, it's much more artful, right? The other thing we're going to do is we're going to have four cycles. So we're going to, when we reestablish the committees via resolution, we're going to say you're on cycle one, this committee's on cycle one, this one's on cycle two, this one's on cycle three, this one's on cycle four. Four quarters of the year. So we're going to make appointments all throughout the year based on what cycle they're on, so they all don't come up at once. A number of benefits from that, which would be, this is, the council has to approve all this, but this is kind of the general, there was consensus around these items. The benefit, aside from the spreading the burden out, not having all these appointments all at once, there are people like that are applying all throughout the year, applying that form, but there's only one time a year when you make the appointments. So they might apply, but then they're not eligible for 8 months, 9 months, because there's, unless somebody quits or there's a vacancy, there's no spot to fill. Well, this allows you to, allows the city council to actually, take advantage of people who, are applying throughout the year, and there's opportunities that essentially spread out throughout the year. So that's kind of the gist of it. We decided not to put any limitation on the number of meetings or any of that kind of stuff, but the focus is actually going to be on the task. So however many meetings it takes to get the charge accomplished is fine by the staff, The charges, that's where what committees exist or continue to exist or get repealed or not, that kind of thing, or whether they change a little bit. It depends. It's the charge or the task, right? They're going to be very, hopefully, the idea, we accomplish this concept, which is the committees exist to accomplish a specific goal or task. With you guys, it's all about the budget. We've talked about this. It's like if this committee, if the council wants to continue this committee, I'm cool with that. If there is a specific objective that's going to inform the next budget, we came up with some ideas, but there's others, right? It's for me, it was, I had the idea, we've got issues around compensation, for example, our compensation structure in this budget cycle. We wanted to bottom load the raises or the cost of living adjustments so that the people at the lower end of the scale, the people, the guy that was making $15 an hour got maybe more of a percentage increase than the person making 130. But that's not, but we weren't equipped information-wise. There was nothing, the idea came too late. I'm just throwing, that's just an idea, right? Like an example.
Sure.
That type of stuff that has the potential to, significantly impact the budget process and inform it in a way that helps us make good decisions. I mean, you know, the cost of living adjustment was due, but there's, you know, it's pretty debatable about whether or not it should have been across the board all the way, you know, all the way up. But we weren't equipped to deal with it. Benefits is another issue. We have very, you know, we kind of have an up and down issue with benefits. I'm not saying that those are things that y'all should deal with, but having an actual specific like charge, you know, where you all have been a huge benefit have been related to bonds, you know, helping the city, you know, during the financial crisis, get its, you know, helping it, you know, see its way through some of that. And so, you know, I'm almost really more asking y'all to think about, you know, what you think, you know, would be, you know, some specific things. You know, I've come up with a couple ideas, but there are HR, they're somewhat HR related, but we don't have an HR committee, right? You know, and we're not going to form one. So, but they're very budget. I mean, they are huge. So the way I look at it, you know, my state budget background, it's like, what are the policy drivers? So like, I would never, and I work in education and education school finance. That's my area. You cannot have a conversation about school finance or education budgets without talking about the teacher retirement system and you know, TRS active care and all these huge things that are like, you know, they're literally 20-25% increases year after year after year. Those are huge on a system of that scale. They're huge budget drivers. It's not necessarily the same here, but we did have a 28% increase in our benefits costs this last year. We were not equipped to deal with that issue. There were no options that we had available to us. There was no way to deal with it. I'm only pointing to those things because those are just obvious budget drivers to me. I'm sure there are other things that this type of, in terms of the asset that the individuals on this group provide, you know, that's the kind of help that I think. I'm thinking a year down the road, you know, what can we be looking at? So that's kind of, you know, so the way the council, I believe, is going to view committees are what's the specific charge, and then we establish the committee by resolution. Here's what the charge is. You know, a month before the budget process starts, you know, here's the committee report. You know, more of a you know, like you know, an actual true, you know, and again, I say this because I really don't know how it functioned before, because I've never been to a meeting until that last one. So I don't know how things moved before, but you know, it's that kind of thing. In the way that, you know, a comprehensive planning committee would work towards a comprehensive plan, I would think this group would work towards, you know, when we look at your budget, we see, you know, we see this opportunity. Here's an opportunity for us to make a good, reasoned, well-reasoned through decision. Here are your options, right? The council wants to go this direction. This was, you know. Is that, I mean, and again, I only point out two of them just because they're obvious drivers to me. I don't know about some of the other things. We have issues around economic development. I mean, you chair the economic development committee. You know, we've got a very complicated issue around our around property taxes and the decisions that were made decades ago related to property tax relief and sales tax. And you know, this city gave away what other communities have the ability to do, which is create an economic development corporation to, you know, to engage in some of that deal closing stuff. We compete with San Marcos and Buda and all these, basically every city in Southern Texas, but we don't have that asset available to us.
And just for the numbers, quantify that for you. You know, San Marcos and Buda, I think their budgets are for EDC are over $1 million easily.
In a year.
Yeah,
they spend on
and ours is, what was our budget? 180?
Yeah, well, it funds Diana, and the tourism thing, you know, hot funds. but that's, you know, so the reality is that, I mean, if, you know, I know that we've always, you know, there's always been a lot of talk about trying to create an EDC. Well, how do you get there? Like, how do we structure something so that we're not, you know, that we, you know, my version of it would be to ease out of it, you know, like, you know, you said that you don't, you know, it requires a ballot, essentially. It requires a referendum to repeal a tax cut that they're getting from a half percent of our sales tax, and allowing the city to allocate that half cent instead towards economic development. Well, there are opportunities, for example, for us to establish. We don't have an optional homestead exemption.
We don't have a what?
An optional homestead exemption.
Oh, okay.
So the city doesn't. The city of Kyle does not. The school district does. I don't know if it's fifth. I think it's 15, right? So you get a $15,000 off the value of your home, and the county's got a $5,000 one, I think, and so there's various homestead exemptions. The city of Kyle does not have one. Well, we could replace that half percent with a homestead exemption. But here's the kicker. That changes the winners and losers, right? If you live in a $500,000 home, that percentage is, $15,000 doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't mean as much to you as what it means to someone living in a $100,000 home. So it changes things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Our community isn't full of, extravagant homes, but the reality of it is, you could give the exact same dollar amount in tax relief in a swap. But there would be winners and losers, right? So absent that, if we don't have an EDC, then there's also another potential consideration for this type of committee, which would be, come up with a set of recommendations and in terms of what's the appropriate amount that we should be spending on economic development, and if we have an economic development committee, and the council is willing to spend money on economic development, but there's never been any thought given to what's the right amount, what do we need to do to be competitive. Actually, in a lot of ways, not having an EDC, actually, we have a lot more discretion if we have resources. We can do more things than what we can do with an EDC. It's just an EDC guarantees that revenue, the revenue's always kind of building up and can be used for that. So, we could probably sit around and come up, we could brainstorm all kinds of things, but I think the key is right now, in terms of a specific charge, there's the general charge, which is just like, you guys look at finances, and I'd have to go back and read it, I think the council's going to be looking for, what's each committee going to be doing this year?
Yeah.
We have 21 committees.
21.
Yes. Yeah. That's the problem. That's the problem. And so I have 21 committees, and all the appointments were due September 30th. And I'm supposed to make and so the way it was going to work was what they expect everyone expected me to do was to blindly nominate everybody, blindly reappoint people, and I don't believe that is a responsible action. That's not what people would expect. That's not what they believe is going on, right? And so. And frankly, literally there were two people that ended up on the agenda for reappointment that actually had resigned and didn't want to be on committee, but they ended up literally on the agenda to be reappointed. And so, there's just, because that process, the disconnect, they just were automatically putting people on and putting them on the agenda with my name next to them,
right,
without even talking to me. I walk in and there's an agenda item that has, a couple people's names. I didn't put it on there, but my name's next. So it's caused me to, I really do believe that the time is right to ensure that there's a strong process at the staff level for in a procedure for vetting appointments and doing things the right way. This committee, it needs a charge. That's what I think. And you probably have a better idea what that would mean or be than anything I could come up with. But I think that's, before we go into the next meeting where we actually, before we adopt the resolutions that reestablish the committees, having there can be side things like, okay, a great sounding board for the finance director on item and those kind of things, but that kind of stuff. But what we're looking for is to create tasks that end up around, that accomplish, specific things that the council's not capable of being able to accomplish on its own. And that's in a nutshell. You guys did come up mainly in in the idea that we need to have a charge, and so that's just
the gist. Well, I appreciate
that's
you.
The gist of it.
I appreciate your kind of recapping.
Yeah,
at least what it was. So none of that has happened yet.
No. The committees are there. I would expect a repealer ordinance. But at the time of the repeal ordinance that repeals every day, there will be accompanying resolutions. So the committees won't exist for some brief moment in time.
Right.
If they're going to be reconstituted, they'll be by resolution. If you're on long-range planning, I think that one's not long for this world. That one's Community relations is another one, I think. Now, there was some advocacy for that, again, but people are trying to struggle to come up with things to do. You all are different because you have a higher level of expertise. You bring financial expertise that you know, a lot of people on the staff don't have. And based on my conversation with him, he values having the sounding board and the input. But I think that we need to be thinking about, think 11 months from now what that budget is, and Pervez, you know, what could this committee provide you as you providing advice to us, in terms of that meaningful input. And I mean, the two things I brought up before you walked in were, salaries and benefits. Really those, that's the conversation that we could not have in there. That you, correct me if I'm wrong, it would have been a really meaningful thing to have discussed, but we couldn't do it because we just weren't equipped, But that might give you too HR-like for this group, but things like that. And, I don't know exactly what all those things are right at this moment off the top of my head, but it would be good for us to think of.
Okay.
Think of them before we go down the list of, because we are trying to pare back. And there needs to be a good, strong, correlation between the existence of the committee and, that
real
providing that input.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, providing that input. And again, and it's weird because it's like everybody that's volunteering, I got to say this, I truly appreciate everyone on all these committees wanting to put their time and effort in. So it's hard because we've got to scale back. We can't have 21 committees and staff and all that stuff. So the only logical way to do it is to focus on the actual outcome. And just be really objective about it. If the committee shouldn't just exist for the sake of existing, so that people feel like they're having input. We can find other ways for people to have input, other committees for people to be on, that kind of stuff. It's just more for me, and based on what I heard from the city council last night, there's some agreement here. Let's get things back on track, be much more organized, good process for selecting people, and do this in a way that's not quite so dispersed.
Right.
there's talk about consolidating a couple of them, that kind of thing. So, and the other thing too, and maybe Pervez, you probably never shared this with them, but the amount of work that each one of these committees, all of them, put on the staff, it's 7:15 and the finance director's here, right?
Yeah.
That last meeting that you guys had, we had the city manager, mm-hmm. the finance director, and the city attorney, right? Mm-hmm. All that's all comp time. That's time that he probably would never take it, but a lot of staff, they're entitled to time off during the week, during the regular, at some point to get that time back, because we don't pay overtime. And so, that when you have literally, five committee meetings going on every day, every week, all this mm-hmm. stuff, it does create a staff drain. Yeah. There's also agenda, there's postings. There's all these things that go into it. So how that relates to you and your reappointment, your nomination, I think, or who the person of or replacement,
mm-hmm.
I think I can't say with 100% certainty that the committee continues to exist. I can tell you that there's not any axe grinding against the committee to try to get rid of it, other than people are kind of scratching my head. Okay, if they're if it's going to be the same litmus test that we apply to all the committees, there needs to be, honestly, I think you probably can provide, I might want to put you on the spot, but I'm sure that there are things that you can think of when, if you're thinking about the budget,
right.
Like, what are we working towards, for a year from now?
Sure.
And I throw out economic development too, what are we going to commit, maybe there's some financial vision around resourcing economic development. And anyway.
Okay.
I'm done. Sorry.
Thank you. Well, to get back to item four.
Yeah.
Since the committee still does exist, it hasn't been repealed at this point, or the ordinance hasn't been repealed. I still feel like that there needs to be a successor named. And to me, the most logical choice would be the vice chair, Janine, to step into that role.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And do I say I accept, or do you vote? Or
you can either accept it or, I suppose,
nominate.
So the truth is, are you the vice chair right now?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so logically, if you vacate the position, she automatically becomes the chair. If, as I would you know, if she understand were to, it. Now, if she doesn't want to be the chair, mm-hmm. she can, then you guys can move to appoint someone else.
She can make that an agenda item yeah. at a future meeting.
She could.
And make adjustments as
yeah.
needed.
But I think in terms of if you don't have enough people to make... If you don't have enough people to, you know, I don't know.
Make an informed decision.
Or, you know, the truth yeah. is, I think by operation of just, you know, just the way process works,
right.
You're on.
So do we need to worry about a vice chair at all? Or do we just stick with the chair? She can be the
point,
chair?
That might be extraneous, you know, until you have all your folks.
Right.
And you know exactly
right.
what's happening. So.
Okay.
It's my advice.
By default.
So then basically we don't need to take any action because by default she becomes the chair as of tomorrow. Congratulations. So do we have any more discussion about item 4?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
And thank you for the time and effort that you've spent. I mean, I know you're going to focus on other things, but yeah. How long you've been on?
6 years.
I have a question. When is the meeting going to take place to decide on the existence or the future?
The agenda that I went over today for the next city council meeting did not have this item on it. It's going to take some drafting on the city attorney's part
to repeal
all those ordinances.
Our next meeting is scheduled sometime in January.
January 21st.
It's on there, right? So is this...
You'll know by then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a new city manager by now too, I believe.
Okay, so that said, we'll move on to item 5. And it's about the nomination selection of a vice chair. So I suggest that we just table that at this point. Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, so do we need to make a motion? Come again?
Take a motion to table the item. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll move to table the item.
I'll second.
4. Seconded by Janine. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Item passes 4-0. Item 6 is discussion about the 2 vacancies. One being the vacancy that I'm creating by leaving, and David Robertson's term expired at the end of September. So that would be another.
Can I say something about that? So the city attorney actually did not inform me correctly related to the 5 committees, the 5 standing committees, the individuals that they have not been reappointed do actually hold over. Okay, so that's not the case with every committee, and it wasn't the case with planning and zoning. Planning and zoning expired, but in your case, so if you have an individual who is coming off, and maybe even is termed off, based on, I think that's the case with this.
Right. Yes.
They're still holding over until they're replaced, if that
matters. Okay. But he would still have to be reappointed, is that correct?
If he's termed off by, like, he meets the term limits, which is
two
consecutive terms, mm-hmm. we're going to change that to 3, you know, so that way, you know, we can, you know.
And then are people going to be grandfathered, or is it a new clock start, maybe?
Yeah, well, that's the stuff that's got to get
flushed out.
So, like, if you're 1 year into a 2-year term, we don't want to, like, you know, we're gonna fix it. That's just going to, that'll be like a transitions ordinance. But the point is the individual that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
if he's eligible for reappointment,
mm-hmm.
And he hasn't met the term limit, I'm very certain that he holds over. I was told that this afternoon. I was just given bad information.
Okay.
Or just, because it was... Yeah, it's so confusing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that extra information. I appreciate that. Based on the number of people that we have here, and I move that we table item 6 as well, or we have featured things to talk about. So, I mean.
I'll second.
Yeah.
Okay, so I move that we table item 6, and Brian will second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And so the motion passes 4-0. Okay. Well, that brings us to item 7. Our next meeting is Wednesday, January 21st. And as it stands right now, Janine will chair that meeting.
Okay.
And
for the task.
We move to item 8 to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Let's so, now the meeting's closed. So, Pervez, you know, yes, will you give some